What a blessing ride. Thank God.
Brother Morris, I'm glad you sung that song.
Got me wanting to be more thankful, didn't you?
Just thanking God for a good place to sleep. Thank Him for that love. He loved us, right?
You know, I was so thankful to God.
I never can hardly get over
what He said in Romans 5. How He loved us. While we were sinners. While we was ungodly. He loved us and died for us. While I was without hope, while I was without strength, what a love, what a love. What goodness He is toward us.
I'm going to read a very familiar passage of Scripture this morning. Psalms 95. Psalm 95, verse number 1. Read the verse. 8 verses. Psalms 95. You want to see some praises of the Lord, just read the Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verse number 1 says, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise. That's what I try to do right there.
May not carry a tune, may not be on the right beat. Thank God we can make a joyful noise, can't we? You hear a lot of noises in this hour, not joyful.
You want to do this?
We can make a joyful noise. Who's it to? Unto the Lord.
Let us make a joyful noise, and it says, to the rock of our salvation. Let us come together, come before His presence with thanksgiving.
Make a joyful noise unto Him with psalms. For the Lord's a great God, and a great King above all gods. In His hands are the deep places of the earth, the strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His. He made it. And His hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For He's our God. And we are His people, of His pasture, the sheep of His hand. Today, if we will hear His voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, or contentious, and as in the day of temptation, in the wilderness. When, verse number 9, I must read these 3 verses. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it's a people that do err in their heart. And they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. You know, a lot of people really not resting in God this morning. But you can be. You can be. And you know what? He said in verse number 7, today, if you will hear my voice, harden not your heart. Now I want to stop right there and pray. Father,
I want to ask you this morning, speak to us now. You said today. Today, our Father, you said, hear your voice. Father, I want to hear your voice, and I pray your voice may go forth this morning. Because it's your eternal word. And Lord, as we just read it, your voice went forth. Because it's your voice, this word is. And I pray you'd speak to us now through this voice and through your word. Have your way in every heart and every life. Truly this morning I pray that help us not to harden our hearts. Dear Lord, this morning in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want us to notice in this verse of scripture, they'll be going through near about every verse probably, but it says here, today if you hear his voice, I want to say something about today. Tomorrow may never come. You said it probably, the sun's probably coming up, but it may not come for someone, may not come for any of us. So it's important today is. Today. Today. The Bible said today is a day of salvation. Today is a day. And God's speaking today. And when God speaks, it'll do one or two things. God will either, if you resist his word and rebel against it, the Bible says that they did here. But he said, don't harden your hearts. I'll tell you one way our hearts can get hard. One way your heart can get hard. Thinking that the day is a day, and you said that tomorrow be another day, I wait till tomorrow. Delay of time continues to harden a heart. But he said to us, he said, harden not your hearts like they did. You know what happened to them? Most of them fell in the wilderness. I'm telling you, wandered 40 years in the wilderness because they wouldn't go on with God. But he said, don't do that. He said, I'll tell you what we need to do. He said, verse number one, O Lord, he said, come, let us sing unto the Lord. I want to tell you something. If you know anything about God, if you know anything about his ways, they said they did not know my ways. But thank God if you know him, he's put a new song in your heart and you can sing. It may be making a joyful noise like some of us do. But thank God if you can sing to the Lord, and you can. I tell you what, it'll do something to your heart. It melody of God ringing in your soul and in your heart. I'll give you grace and strength. I tell you, like, listen, it's a wonderful thing to sing unto the Lord. Do you ever just be, I know you do, probably most of you, you can be working, you may be riding down the road, and somehow or another a song just come in your heart. And you just start singing and start praising the Lord. And listen, I thank God, glory to God, that you can sing to the Lord. If you sing to the Lord, it's got to come from the heart. It just can't come, listen, from the head, no saying is. But thank God if our hearts, listen, either the word of God do two things. It'll prick the hearts. And I'm telling you something, if you keep resisting, it'll get hard. Do you know if your own physical heart gets hard, it don't pump right? One of my grandpas had what they call back then hardened of the arteries. Probably what they do now when you do bypasses, they open them up or bypass them. But they called it hardened of the arteries. And that's a physical thing. But listen, this is what God's talking about. It's not just a hardening of the heart or the hardening of the arteries, but it's the thing of it's a hardening of the heart toward God. That inner man, that inner heart of God being made hard toward the Lord. And when you prolong listening to God today, it's today, folks. Don't wait till tomorrow. Can I say, you don't have to be old to die. That track I was giving you this morning, them tracks, is you going to give out? That's good. It's one of them time tracks that he thought he'd put it off too. The death angel come. What about them two men in the Bible? One of them, oh, I'm going to lay up these treasures. Boy, I'm going to build barns. I'm going to put them in them. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm getting prepared. I'll sit back and say, I'm going to take it easy. What did God say to him? Thy fool, yeah. This night, thy soul is required of thee. death today. That's why he said today is the day of salvation.
Don't you put it off to tomorrow. You know, I don't know if I've ever talked to anybody. Listen, in the last 50 years,
he's just told me they want to go to hell. They plan on going there. They don't want to go to heaven. I've never had anybody tell me that. I've had a lot of people to tell me. Not now. I'm going to wait a little longer. I'm going to enjoy. You can't enjoy. Enjoy all you want to in this world. Ain't nothing compared to what I'm talking about this morning. They want to live it up. They say they're going to come to God. That don't work. I'm telling you, God said, harden not your heart. He said, the day is a day. That's it. Not tomorrow. Today. You know, well, people talks about the coming of the Lord. He can come, folks. A lot of people don't believe that. He can come anytime. I'm serious. But he said, make a joyful noise to the Lord, to the rock of our salvation. Hallelujah. He's our rock. He's our fortress. He's our high tower. He's our strength. He's everything to us. Our God is. He said, make a joyful noise to him. I want to praise him. I want to thank him. I want to thank God for every good and perfect gift, everything that he's given us and shines upon us. Hallelujah. I thank him for the sunshine. Thank him for the wind. Thank him for the rain. He's God. He's everything. He said, we ought to lift up our praise to him. Hey, let's don't forget to be thankful.
You've heard, I've said it probably a lot of times. We need to, if we're going to do any complaining, don't need to do any, not one bit. But if he's going to do it, we ought to have complaining one day a week and all the rest, one day a year, and all the rest of the year be for praising him.
Huh? Instead of one day for Thanksgiving. Hey, be thankful every day. I'm going to ask you something. If you ever just, when you woke up in the morning, just say, thank you, Lord. I don't know what's going on all around here. But especially when you get in the house by yourself, you say, you know, I don't know what. But when I wake up in the morning, say, Lord, thank you for waking me up. And most time I don't even have a set alarm clock to do it. He just wake me up.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, when you get up, say thank you for a good night's sleep. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me to a new day. What can I do for you today, Lord? How can I let your light shine? What good deed could I do? What person could I show the love of God to? That's what God wants us to do. And be thankful. Be thankful. You know what? One of the first things, if I stop and think about it, I'd like to be thankful for. Somebody said, for our home, our family, and life. For number one, though. I'm talking about number one. I'm thankful that God, in his sovereign grace and mercy, called me by his marvelous grace into this glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He chose me and called me. And you know what? He didn't even wait till I was born. Ain't that right, brother? When did he do it? Before the foundation of the world. That's how big and great our God is. Nothing ever takes God by surprise. Somebody said, I reckon God was surprised. Such and such started preaching. No, he wasn't. But I'm thankful today and thankful in this one because God has called me and chose me to be his young'un. He called me and adopted me into the family of God. I want to praise him for it. Hallelujah. And if he loved us and he hadn't have done that and called me by his marvelous grace, I'd still be lost. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You didn't let me die and go to hell. Almost got killed. Almost stepped out of this world. But God had other plans. Thank you, Lord. Before and after, what all you've done for me. What a savior. What a wonderful thing. No wonder he said, let us come before him and thank him. Do you thank him that he saved you? You know what God did to Rahab the harlot? Saved her. And told her, put up that red scarlet for it. You know what? God's as good as his promise. You know what? You know somebody's wish. Well, how'd she do that? It was all by faith. It sure was. By faith, Rahab did that. You know what she said? I know God's given y'all this land. That's exactly, didn't she? I know God's given you this land. And she helped them spies out. And they saved her and listened. Everyone that was in that house. Isn't it amazing how them and other walls, all them others failed? And how all them others got destroyed? But the marvelous, marvelous grace of God. Hallelujah. Isn't it something? They all around you. And God saved you. I had a close friend. And y'all know him. His name Mike. In school. We was close. Played ball together, right side by side in the backfield. But you know what? When I look at it and say, Lord, why'd you save me? Then he had one day stand up and preach his funeral. He's only 40-something years old. And Lord, that could have been me. It could have been reversed. No, I'm not. Listen, and I hope and pray you made things right with the Lord. I don't know. I didn't know. But I'm hoping and praying you did. I don't want to see nobody die lost. But listen, when I stop and think about it, Lord, I didn't do anything to deserve you saving me. No, tonight, I couldn't have. It's all what he did. How did God, in his merciful grace, forgive an old sinner like me for Christ's sake? Because Jesus went to the cross, paid that supreme sacrifice on the cross. Hallelujah. So I want to thank him, number one, that he saved an old wretched sinner like me. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It does me good to hear old Brother Jamar get up here, sing them songs for the Lord. It does me good when my brother gets up here and sings them for the Lord. Because even myself and they also, one day, I can remember when I used to try to learn how to play from them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you the truth. Played with them. You know what? But God marvelously and graciously saved us. Put a new song in their heart, didn't he? For the glory of his wonderful name. Oh, what a savior, my wonderful Lord. You see, God was just getting us ready to use them instruments for him, wasn't he, Brother Larry? Amen. That's what he's doing. He was getting us ready to take them to the prison, wasn't he, Brother Donnie? And use them down there. Hallelujah. Hey, God saves, and that's a marvelous thing to be thankful for.
So I'm glad I've been born into the family of God. I'm glad I've been adopted into the family of God. God chose me. And listen, that all he did, he changed me.
He sure did. He called me. He chose me. And then his marvelous grace, he did the changing. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. So I got something to praise him for. Got something to thank him for. Hallelujah. So I want to be thankful. I want to praise him. I'm going to bow my head and say, thank you, Lord, for your marvelous works and what you've done for us. So we come into this presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. Joyful noise. God wants you to be joyful. He wants you to come out of a joyful heart. I talked a little bit Wednesday night about a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And you know what God wants us to do? He don't want us to come to him with a He said, with the joyful hearts. I just say it like that. You know how to come to him? But if your heart's broken, he can heal that. Amen? He'll change that and transform it. If you don't have one, if you'll come to him, he'll give you one. Amen. If you won't harden your heart, if you'll be obedient to him, you'll submit and surrender to him, I tell you what he'll do. He'll give you a joyful heart. Come before his presence with singing. Come with a joyful noise. You know how that noise can get joyful? It's got to come out of a joyful heart. You can't pretend it. You can't, listen, make it like it's so. It's got to come from in here. If you get to praise him, it can come out with a joyful heart and a joyful noise. Joyful noise. Hallelujah. Amen. Notice what he said in verse 3, for the Lord is a great God. We'd all agree to that, don't we? He's great. One of the first things we little ones is taught, the Lord is good. He's great. He's good. He says, and a great King above all gods. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. He's a great King, and he's a great God. What a wonderful God we serve. Hallelujah. You can't put him in a old saying is of the thimble. You can't put him, you can't bind him up nowhere. Hallelujah, he's everywhere. Brother Gordon, I was teaching Sunday school class across the road. From the First Baptist Church. There was a little nursing home there. It had about 12, 15 people there. You remember probably who ran it. But this old gentleman there, he asked me one time, he said, you know where God came from? Because I didn't know. I said, no, I don't reckon I do. I know he'd always been, but I hadn't been saved long. He said he came from Mount Teman. I said, well, I hadn't read that yet. That's what he says. He came from Mount Teman. That's what the book says. But you know what? He's everywhere. I heard one preacher say he can come anywhere he wants to because he's everywhere anyhow. He's God. He's great. And he's a great King. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills are his also. That's a God we serve him. It's the one we praise him. That the sea is his. Listen to that. The sea is his. He made it. Somebody said, well, how'd he walk on it? Well, he made it. He walked on it. How'd he calm the storms? Peace be still is all he had to say. Old Peter got down on that water. He was going to walk on it. He said, Lord, that's you. Bid me come to you. Come on. The Lord just walking on the water. He was walking. He began to sink. He started sinking before he got to it. I guess it almost to it. Anyway, he cried out to the Lord, "Save me." Amen. And you know what the Lord did? Just reached out and picked him up. They just walked back together and got in the boat. That's my Lord. He made the seas. Thank God, what a wonderful thing. Somebody said, what's the seas for? I tell you, they got a vast, big purpose. God made them. He is. The world is his. All that's in it is his. He's a great God, and we're his. He made the seas. Listen, he's got the depths and the mountains as his strength. That's a God we serve him. Hallelujah. Then he says, he formed the dry land. He made it all. He said, let us worship. Come, let us worship and bow down. I'm telling you, he's worthy to be worshiped. He's worthy to bow down to. Hallelujah. And folks, we need to get at it and worship and sing and praise and prayer and give him glory and praise more than ever before. Hallelujah. Give thanks unto the Lord. Look what he says. For he is our God, and we the people of his pasture. A lot of times I read this passage and when we get together, have Thanksgiving dinner, just read this scripture. I like reading it. I like looking at it. And I want to tell you something. I'm so glad it says that we are the people of his pasture. He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. And I'm in his pasture. Let me tell you something. His pastures, what grazing. How wonderful they are. It's a sweet place to be in his pasture. Glory to God. And the sheep of his hand. Now him that's got the world in his hand, and know that we have sheep in his hands, and know what he's told us in John 10, I believe it was. We're the sheep of his pasture. He said, my sheep hear my voice, they follow me. He goes on and tells us, I give unto them eternal life. And he said, no man be able to pluck them out of what? Father's hands. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm in his hands. That's my safety. That's my security. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Aren't you glad that you're in his hands? You're talking about powerful hands, our wonderful Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. We, the sheep of his pasture, the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Then he said, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Folks, today is the day of salvation. It sure is. That voice is a voice of love. It's a voice of power. Not only that, but it's a voice of plea, and he's pleading with us. Do you hear his voice? Has he spoken to your heart? You know what he's saying? Come. He said in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, although they be red like crimson, they shall be white as snow. I'm going to tell you something. God can take. He said, come. Come. Let us reason together. The voice of God is calling. The voice of God is wooing. And the voice of God is saying, come, come unto me. Matthew 11:28, and come unto me. All you that are burdened and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. My yoke's easy and my burden's light, and you shall find rest unto your soul. Come. Come. If you hear the voice of God, come. I want to tell you something. The night God was, he called me, knocking on my heart door a little before. But the night he called me, somebody said, could you have resisted it? You know what I think? Number one, I didn't. And number two, I don't think I could have. It was that strong. The voice of God calling, pleading. Folks, it's a voice of love. The love of God. It's the love of God that's calling. Come to me, he said. That's my shepherd calling. Yeah, hallelujah. It's amazing. You know, it's amazing to me how shepherd, sheep could hear the, know the voice of the shepherd, but they can. It's amazing to me. I see it. Well, our calf, he knows who knows his mama. I was riding down through the pasture, and where it sort of grew up in my little old spot there, and I saw mama laying down there. I said, well, I better check this out. Went over there. I couldn't even see the little calf down there. He had his head ducking and hiding. But you know what? His mama weren't very far off. She was where I figured she might have had a calf early in over close to that where he growed up out there. You know what? Isn't it amazing how a calf knows his mama? You know what's amazing too? That mama knows that calf. Sure do. They can smell him. You know what? Aren't you glad God knows his own? And so I got a lot to praise God for this morning. I praise him for saving me, calling me, chose me, hallelujah, and ordained me in this eternal life. So I don't want to ever cease to praise him. Don't want to be ashamed of him. That's why I said in John 2:28, I believe, isn't that little children abide in him? That when he shall appear, we shall have confidence in him and not be ashamed of him at his appearing. Hey, what he's done for us, don't be ashamed of. We don't need to be ashamed of him in this generation. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. He said, if you confess me before men, he's going to confess us before the Father. Hey, you don't have nothing to be ashamed to be a Christian. Not a thing. Best thing ever happened to you. Let the world know it. Hallelujah. That you know Jesus. And he got him inside of you. And let's don't never cease to praise him. You know what blesses me? I can be in the restaurant and see some people bow them heads. Start praying. Thanking God. Thanking God for that food. Thanking God for that blessing. Hallelujah. Listen. You know what my prayer is this morning? We'll be more grateful. We'll be more thankful to our wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. I hope the Lord will remind me if I start to grumble and complain another time. I hope he just stops me and says, hey, watch out now. You forgot? I'm pointing one finger at you, but I got at least three pointing back at me. And you know what? We need, by the grace of God, to be more grateful and thankful. Hallelujah. Well, I hope you enjoy this Thanksgiving. But I hope you enjoy every day before, if the Lord tarries at the end. Or if he don't come get us. Hallelujah. He's coming. He's coming. Oh, yeah. He said in John also, in the little book of John over there, amen. He said, we don't know what we shall be. But we know when he shall appear, we're going to be like him. And we're going to see him how? As he is. He's going to transform us. Hallelujah. In his likeness. And you know what I can be thankful for? Not only what God got done for me in the past, not only what he's doing for me now, but what he's going to do for me in the future. Hallelujah. I'm thankful he's let me still live. Amen. Joy and health. Thank God for it. But you know what? I got something else to praise him for. Not only that he's blessed me with in the past, Not only that he's blessed me with in the present, not only what he's going to bless me with in the future, but what I'm going to have in the far future whenever I get to heaven, thank God. You ever want to thank him? I'm trying to hush. You ever want to thank him for a new body you're going to get? Hey, thank you, Brother Larry. I'm not the only one ever. I saw some other day, said, what are you wobbling around for? I said, well, I'm just getting around best I can. But gonna come a day, I'm going to thank him ahead of time. Thank him ahead of time for a new body. It's going to be changed and transformed. That's why somebody said, how's it going to be like when you get out of that grave? Glory to God. And that body resurrects, or we be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye. We got something to praise him for now. We know how to wait to then. We can praise him now. Glory to God. I know how to wait to get to heaven. Listen, to start praising him. We can do it now with anticipation. We got it. Glory to God. We just like old Rahab was. We know what God's going to do. Praise him. Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, I haven't received it yet. You know, God's answered a prayer, just go ahead and thank him for it. You say, well, I don't see the results of it yet. Well, go ahead and praise him anyhow. He didn't tell him wait there, the walls fail to start shouting, did he? He told him, shout. They ran around that thing 6 days, one time a day on that Sabbath day, went around seven times. Listen, blow them trumpets. He said, blow them. Then he said, shout. I thought, that'd be hard to get a bunch of Baptists to do that, wouldn't it? Shout. Shout. Hey, you got a lot to be thankful for. Hey, if you start to complain, if I start to complain, look around. Look around and see. God's been good. God's been so good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hadn't God been good to you? Yes, he has. Let's stand and sing for the glory of God. We're going